In Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, just last Gemara, the last two lines again. Avov Mabez was again the Shailo, if then the Sarah that is Mater, if he made a Kemitza Psula to put it back again and do it over again, the Shailo was, is he Mater even if you put the Kemitza in a Kli that was Mekadashit? Or maybe no, maybe only if you didn't put it into a Kli to Mekadashit. So that was a Machlokes Tanoim. So Mar yes now, Maskiv Lo Rav Nachman, last three lines. Maskiv Lo Rav Nachman. What's beyond these tanoim that they say that if an apostle or a kohen makes the kmitza with his left hand and he puts it into a kli shoris, then he cannot redo it, he cannot put it back again and do the kmitza over again? Why? He kmitza psulim avoidhi. If they consider when a psula, either a zar or else the kohen with a smil, does the kmitza called an avoidah? If so, afagab de liyavad le matan kli. Even though they did not put it into the kli shoris, still, since an avoidah was done already, and it was done bipsu, so skala psu in the mincha, you can should not be able to redo it. Elamai I kemitza psu lim lav avoidah. Elamai, the other svaras know that when a apostle or a zar or a kohen with the smell does the kemitza, that's not called an avoidah at all, and that's why it could be redone over again. If so, ki ovid lo matan kli mahevei. What's the difference that the kohen or the zar put this kemitza into a kli? So what do we put into the kli? It's not called an avoida, so it should be nothing, should have no kiddush, and just redo it over again. So Moran says, Amar Rav Nachman, li'olam avoidhi, but v'loi gomra avoidosoi, adiyovid le'matan kli, enachanami. I tell you, when a zar does a kmitz, it's called something. Just it's not called a complete avoida until he puts it into the kli. When he puts it into the kli, then it's chal like his avoida, and it's called an avoida psula was done, and therefore you cannot redo again the kmitza. You can't make the mincha over again. That's why it's possible. For the Gemara Yehakiv, that's the svara afilu lekiddush. Even if you don't make a kedusha, you don't put it to klisharis. V'chi mahada lelekaimitz leduchte tekadish poliso. But the question is like this: if you're telling me now that pshat is this annoying mold, that when a zar does the avoida, it's like the atchola, it's like the beginning of the avoida. And the avoid is first finished when you put it into the kli. Is so what he's saying, if it doesn't put into a special kli shoris, he has a right to throw it back into the first mincha and redo it. But the question is, in the first mincha, it's also in the kli shoris. So when you throw it back into the first mincha, let that be like the gemar of the avoid of the psul, and then it should be avoid the psul, that the mincha should be pesul. For the gemar of v'chi mahadale l'kaimitz, on top of the zayin number aleph, v'chi mahadale l'kaimitz l'duchtei, when you put this tzimitzah back into its place, into the first mincha, tiktosh, it should become kaddish then, for yisrael, and it should be posel then. And Rashi says, do ovid matin kli, to mali kli shor zeh, mali kli shor sacha, manach kimina, which kli shor she putting it into? Shumayin says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, zay semeris, and here we give being a proof and say, zay semeris, that kli shoris, and mekachem elamidas, that if you put something in the kli shoris, the kli shoris is only mekadashit if the kohen or the one that puts it in has das, that the kli should be mekadashit. So over here, if you put it back in the original mincha, not the pshat you want to be mekadash this kemitz, you just want to do it over again. So you do not want this kemitz to have a kiddush of a kemitzah. And therefore it's never considered like the psula, like the posula finished off the avoida, therefore the mincha is the kosher. Only if you put it into a new kli, that's put in ladas to be mekadashit, then it's considered that the psulim finished the avoda, then it will be possible. Sestram bistanoim, adatav ben beseris matiyu, to redo the mincha, redo the kmitza, that's only if the psulim did not put the kmitza into a kli, they were not makadash yet, they did not finish off their avoda. But if they finished it off, then it's psula. So Mor says, homidas mekachim, but the mashma of psulim put in the kli shoros bedas, then the kli shoros is makadash. Now that's the question. I will boy in there Resh Lakish from Rav Yechanan. Resh Lakish asked us from a kasha from Rav Yechanan that kli shoris mash yekachu psulim. And Rashi says it's not much to shayla. Shekachu psulim means kagoinim komad zar. Let's say a zar makes a kemitza and v'noisun a kli and he puts into a kli. So mash yekachu kli lakiroi. Is the kli mekadashit to have a ktor on it or not? So how could you say so simple that if a czar would put it in his kaddush, I, Resh Lakish, asked this for a shayla from Rav Yechanan.
So is the shayla, marsha katshu psum lechatchilu likariv. If you psum and put it into a kli shoris, is the kli mekadosh it, and now you're allowed to burn it lechatchilu. The yom alei, and Rabbi Yochanan answered back and said, ain mekadosh, you know that a kli shoris is not mekadosh if a psulim puts something inside it. So how could we say in our sugi when the psulim put it in, it becomes kodesh and is possible to redo the mincha? Or Malaysia said back like this, ain mekadoshin likorif ain echanami. Avad, when the psulim put it into a kli shoris, it does not give it a kedusha to say like imolu, to say that you're allowed to burn it. Avad, it has no din to be makdir it. Avad, mekadoshin lifsul. But there is a certain amount of kedusha chal on this kmitza now, enough to say that the avodah was nigma, and it was nigma bepsul, and therefore you cannot redo it. It's also to put it back again. You cannot redo the avodah. We have Amram Omar Kagoyin Sheikh Zira Lebisa Kedusha. The answer is like this. Again, the question was, when you put it back into the first mincha, before that's the kli shoris, so why isn't that kli be mekadosh the kmitza that should be possible to redo it? So the first answer was, a kli shoris is not mekadosh elamidas. Now we're saying no, even if a kli shoris is mekadosh shlemidas, but here it's different. Kagoyin Sheikh Zira Lebisa Kedusha. You put it back into the first pot when it was piled up to the top. In other words, it's piled on top of the pot. So therefore, the kmitza that you put back is on top of the rim. So therefore, it's not considered inside the kli. Therefore, the kli is not mekadoshit. Rashi says, bisa means that's the kli shoris, sheboi benulin mincha. That's the kli shoris used to mix up the mincha in. So more is the question, if that's the case, that the mincha like is piled up on top of the kli, if so, a mikmat hechi komatz, l'chetchil, how did the Tzar even make the first kmitza? The loch of kmitza is you have to make a kmitza mitoch ha-kli, from the kli itself. Like the mincha, the flour and the shemen has to be inside the kli. So how did you start off that it was piled up to the top of the kli? You don't have the whole mincha inside the kli. So we're into the case like this. Elik ha-goyin, sheikh zero levisa tefufa. Did you put it back to a kli? That's not just full to the top, that's all. It's not above the top. It's just perfectly filled. If so, the chiv when the komets lay, listen, if so, when you first took the handful and made the kmitza over the leguma, it must have been then at that spot you made a little hole there. Like you took out the kmitza there, you took out that much flour. If so, kimahada legave, demono, komahada lay. If so, when somebody throws back the kmitza, throws back to the same spot, so right to the kmitza goes back into the kli. So it's a question, so why isn't the kli shoris now being the kadashit? Unless you say, like we said before, that a kli shoris is not mekadosh shlo midas. But if you want to say it's mekadosh shlo midas, so the chur goes back into the kli, so why isn't the kli being mekadosh the kmitza of the psul, then it should be psula. So Meretz says no. Mechi mahadah le monach le adafna demona. Cases like this, when the psul, when the czar puts back the kmitza, he puts it back on top of the rim of the kli, that's all. Not inside the kli, just on top of the rim. Or menayedle, and he moves the kli, v'nofa memela, and it falls down like memela by itself, does the kmitza fall back into the kli. If so, that's why this kli shoris is not mekadoshit. Dinasa kmi shechziro hakuf, it's like a monkey put it back. In other words, even if you tell me a kli shoris does not need das, even though you don't put it there midas, those mekadosh, but at least it has to be in the scene of miyad odom, mikoyach odom, it has to be that the person put it directly into the kli. But here that the kohen or the czar put it on top of the rim of the kli, not inside the kli, fenechnami, here the kli shoris is not mekadosh it. Oh, malay, rev yimel rab zero, v'lukma, why don't we say the case is kogoyin, sheh zero le kli hamun hagabi karko, why don't we say when this czar puts the kmitza back in the first kli, even if you want to say a kli is mekadosh shlemi das, maybe that's only if the kohen is holding it. But the kli is on the floor, then it's not mekadosh. So why don't you answer the case is going sheh zero le kli hamunach agavi karka, that the kli shoris now is on the karka, and that's where it's not mekadosh it. So since we do not answer this way, elishmamina, here it should be a good proof that kohen se mekli shagavi karka, yes, you're allowed to take a kmitza from a kli agavi karka. In other words, you do not have to hold the kli. A kli shoris is mekadosh, has its kedusha, even though it's not being held by a kohen. Smur says back that konagis biboi di boilon. This is a shayla that we ask. The chaverim asked the shayla. What was the shayla? What was the case?
Rabbi Avimi was learning the Sefta Menachas by Rav Chisda. So more of the question, is that true? The Avimi by Rav Chisda Tani, is it true that Avimi went to learn Rav Chisda? It was the opposite way. V'omer Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said that Kufay Tovi Beloi Mavimi, I received a lot of pech. In other words, that Rav Chisda went to learn from Avimi. And Avimi was the Rebbe, used to give a lot of pech to Rav Chisda. Allah doshmaitz about this aloha, that boy lahachruz with sufin lamayim. The case where Bezdin wants to sell somebody property, so Bezdin has to sell it, have to get a good price for it, and they have to announce it for 30 days straight. What about the only one announced it, Sheni v'chamishi, the only one announced it on Mondays and Thursdays, then Samachim, then they have to announce it for 60 days. So you see here, Lechura, that Rav Chisda Faket learned by Avimi. So what does it mean to say now that Avimi went to learn Rav Chisda? So more into the case was that Avimi mesech tisakro. Avimi forgot this mesech to menachis. Iakrulei and the yosla came to Rav Chisda at kurei gemorei and he came to Rav Chisda. Now Enechnami Rav Chisda was like his Talmud, but he came to learn the mesech to menachis from his Talmud Rav Chisda. So more is the question still: what does Avimi have to go to Rav Chisda? For lishlech lei v'leis legabei. Rav Chisda, Avimi should have asked Rav Chisda's Talmud to come to him and should ask, come and teach me Masechta Menachos. So Mar says, no, Avimi, listen to this Titzis here, that Avimi Savar, he held, Savar, Horchi Mistaye Milsetfei, if I'm going to have to go and Muchazich and go to learn the Masechta, I'll have Mosiyat HaShemaya. So Avimi wanted to have the Tircha, the bother of having to go to learn by his Talmud Rav Chisda. So Korporal, that was a Maisa. That Avimi went to learn Masechta Menachos, now to remember Masechta Menachos from Rav Chisda. Samara says, Toga Be Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman met him. Omale, Ketzad Kremsim, Seyestim Mishayel, Yestim, Rav Nachman met up with Avimi, and he asked him, how do we make a Kemitza? Omale, Mikli Zeh. He showed him this Kli. Rashi, Rol Kli, Murach Agabe Karko. From this Kli, it's Agabe Karko, he let him make a Kemitza. In other words, Avimi told him, it does not have to be held in your hand, it could be for the Kli Agabe Karko. Omalei, Rav Nachman asked back to him, V'chi kremtsim mekli shagabi karka, is it true? Can you make a kremtsim from a kli agabi karka? So, Rav Nachman held you can't. So, Avimi answered back and said, Omalei, to magvalei krein enchanami. If you hold like that, the case must be then that a krein is holding it. So, kit, you see, was a shayla here, if a krein has to hold the kli b'shas kemitza not. Then he asked another shayla, Rav Nachman asked Avimi, Omalei, Rav Ketzed mekachin es hamanochis. How do we make a kiddush on the menachos lechatchila? How do we put the mincha into a kli shoros? Omalei said to him, "Noist on the kli zeh, put it into this kli." In other words, even though the kli is on the floor, so what? If you mekadosh with a kli on the floor, so this he asked back, Rav Nachman, "V'chi mekadosh a kli shagabi karka? Could you be mekadosh a mincha on a kli that's on the floor?" So Omalei, so Avimi said back, "If so, it must be the magvalei kain. So maybe the kain has told it." So Omalei, so Rav Nachman asked Avimi, and came if so, for Tzrach to Jim Kahanim. It comes out then by a mincha, you have to have three Kahanim. One Kohen has to hold the Kli that the mincha is put into, then another Kohen comes and makes a Kemitza out of that Kli, and then he puts the Kemitza into another Kli that a third Kohen is holding. So it comes out, if you hold that the Kahanim have to hold the Kelim, you need three Kahanim by every mincha. So Avimi said, so what? Omalei, v'tei tzricha, so what? So you have to have three. Just like by Korban HaTomid, you have to have 13 Kahanim being raised in it. So what's so sure to say here also? You'll have to have 3 Kahanim. So Kitzi, see, was a shala between Avimi and Rav Nachman, whether you have to have a Kiddush of a Klishoris, do you have to be holding it or not? So after we said before, so Poshid, that Shema Mino, Kremtsim Klish, Agabi Karka, it's a shala. Nothing more says, Eisrei, I have a question on you. It says, Zeha Klau, Kol ha-kremitz v'noisem b'kli. Whoever makes a kemitza and he puts it into a kli, he does the avoid of kemitza, or the avoid of putting it into a kli, or else ha-melech, he carries the kli towards the mizbeach, or else v'yamakter, he burns it. During these four avoiders by the mincha, if he has in mind the ovid, lechol dover shadak lechol, he has in mind to eat something that's edible, the shirayim, if he has in mind to eat it, chutzlez manoi, so it's chal pigle on the mincha also. Now the question is, V'yilu magbi like a Tony. It does not say here that the mincha, the kli, has to be held up. It just says
kol ha-kaimitz, that's all, doesn't say from a kli that's being held up. So go to Marsh, even though the kli is on the floor. Smar says, no, I tell you, tono seder avoidus nokit. For lo is seder kahanim. Here the Tana is only saying the seder of the dalar avoidus by a mincha, but it's not talking about how many kahanim you need b'shasti avoida. And if not, it could be you need a kain to hold up the kli b'shasti mincha. Boi minei midi rav sheshes. Here's the shalom from Rav Sheshes like this. Mao likmoitz mekli shagavi karka. Are you allowed to make a kmitza from a kli that's on the floor? As first you put the mincha into a kli shoris. That's its kedusha. Now the kohen wants to make a kmitza. So you have to hold up the kli, or maybe no, maybe the kli that has the mincha inside it, could be on the floor, and the kohen will bend down and take a kmitza out of that kli. Omalei, so Rav Sheshes answers back and says, Puk chazi, my abdin legavoy. They go and see how they do inside. Rashi says in the Heichol. That's brought down in the Heichol by the Shulchan that every Shabbos, Arbo Kohanim Nichnosim, four Kohanim came in first. Shnayim biyodon beis tadorim. Two of them had the two different seders of lechem upon them. Each one was holding six lechems. Ushnayim biyodon shnei bezichim. And two Kohanim holding the two cups with the levoinu with the bezichim. Now we are bo makdimim. There were four kohanim went in front of them. Lefneim, shnayim, two of them. The one in front. Two of those four was lito shnei sedorim. Two of them was to take off the old sets of lechem upon him. Take off the two rows, six and six. Obeys two kohanim were lito beis bezichim to take off the two cups that had the levoiner inside it. That was the seder of the siluk and the hanochis of the lechem upon him on Shabbos. And that was like a mincha. Now the